The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, Eamon Ryan, another Eamon. Eamon Ella, Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Green Party leader, is on the line. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. Look, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, is going to be joining us shortly after six, so I'll keep my education-related questions mostly for her. Can I start by asking you about your own bailiwick? The bailiwick you know well, travel. What are the new rules around travel in and out of Ireland?
Well, firstly, I'd say that the first rule of thumb is that we're all to stay home and to reduce travel and reduce our contacts. And really is critical we do that now, this week, this day, next week, try and stop this virus in its tracks, because the numbers really are an escalating way that's deeply worrying. As part of that, we're saying international travel also has to be reduced. We've already done that over the last 9 months with the pandemic. We've seen something like a 90% reduction on international travel, so it's already massively reduced. But with the introduction of a new virus in the UK, on the 20th of December, the UK government signaled that they were worried that this new variant may be more transmissible. So we put in an immediate stop to the travel to the UK, along with just about every other country. The European Commission says, and we've done that for 3 weeks now, which says, no, but you have to move towards a kind of health-based system of doing that. And we do have some, there will be some people who do have to travel. You know, we've repatriated about 1,400 Irish people who had to get home in that last three-week period. We do need some essential workers and others to come in. So there, we have to maintain a connectivity, but we want to reduce the numbers. So what we're going to do is, from Saturday morning, move from that ban approach to one where anyone coming in from the UK will be required to have a negative PCR test that would have been taken within 72 hours of them travelling. They'll have to present that as you come to the in Dublin Airport at the border point checkpoint. So you present your passport and you show your negative PCR test. If you're at the ferry port, you'll present to a Gardaí to show that you have that. And it's mandatory. It's punishable by law if you don't have it, either by fine or imprisonment. So it's not a foolproof way in terms of screening against COVID coming in, because there will always be some false positives and some false negatives.
Yeah.
It's just an additional layer. What the Department of Health are saying is they want people, even with that negative test, still, if you're travelling, coming into the country from the UK, that you self-isolate for 2 weeks, because we really want to try and minimise the expansion of this variant, which is already here, but which is particularly rampant in the UK.
Will there be any additional measures for monitoring UK travellers isolating? And Roisin Shortall, Social Democrat leader, co-leader, tweeting about this a little bit earlier. Why is only one PCR test required? What about travellers from other countries? What about extra monitoring from those in the UK? It's not good enough.
The PCR test, as I said, is just an additional check. It's not to replace, or it's not to give a false sense of security. It's just a basic requirement, and we expect other governments to do something similar. Having talked to the UK minister, my understanding is that they're looking at a similar provision.
You could require PCR test when they land.
There is, on our current system, the current traffic light system, there is this provision where if there's a red list country, that you can, after 5 days you get a negative PCR, you don't have to further isolate. The Department of Health and what they're saying, NEFID, the advisors, saying, even with those provisions, they still want people to self-isolate. Mm. They actually are so concerned, I suppose, at the present time, that they're saying, no matter what, this is not a time to be travelling. This is a time to be staying at home.
It's relying on goodwill after they get here. That you're not letting them off the plane without the PCR test. So that can easily be enforced. But once they get here, you say, look, you can do a test in 5 days and then you can go off and do what you want at your leisure, well, within the rules that exist. But otherwise, you've got to isolate for 14 days, and really, that's up to you.
Yeah, and in so many of our COVID regulations, we went down through all the different circumstances, for, you know, in terms of if you're a close contact or other circumstances. The provisions, the way that, and not just here, but in every other country, it is done on a guidance, on an advisory, on an expectation that people will follow health guidance and rules. It isn't possible
for us.
But
not all the rules. There are some actual rules. Like, you're closing schools. You're closing construction sites. You're not asking builders not to turn up. You're not asking teachers not to go to work. You're telling them.
No, but we can't follow every single person.
To do a PCR test when they land.
Yes, we are. That now is an additional measure, which is mandatory. In terms of us being able to follow someone into their bedroom and stay there for the 2 weeks, that isn't possible. Other countries, I mean, I suppose there is a mechanism where the likes of what New Zealand have done, where you say, no, you have to stay in this hotel under guard, effectively, for 2 weeks. We can't adopt that approach. Main reason being, or a variety of reasons, but the main reason being we have an open border with Northern Ireland. We can't have such a sealed, completely sealed approach that New Zealand have had. Now, what we've done...
No, but perfection is the enemy of the good. You could do it at ports and airports into the Republic.
But how would you seal the border?
But that's what I mean. I mean, perfection is the enemy of the good. You can't seal the border, but you would at least limit the possibility of someone bringing in COVID from abroad if you implemented those measures at people coming into to Cork or Dublin or Shannon or elsewhere.
And that's what we're doing now. We are at the border point checking to see. We have to see a PCR test showing negative. And continuing with advice from that you still have to self isolate. So it is a much more restrictive provisions than have been there previously.
It could be restrictive. But, it could be more restrictive. But you're saying, look, there's no point in going more restrictive.
Because we have an open border with Northern Ireland, so people would decide to come into the country via Belfast and down over the border, and we're not going to shut every single border crossing. Now, we should, just on that, and this goes back to the key point we're making, is people should not be crossing the border in any case, should not be crossing any county border. Mm. What the provisions are in terms of travelling, sticking within 5K, that is enforceable, and Gardaí will be, you know, engaged in road checkpoints, same with what we saw last March. And I suppose that is, unfortunately, and this is so difficult because everyone thinks, God, that was behind us. But we are at that level of restrictions we do need now. We are at actually the most serious stage in this whole management of this pandemic. The numbers in hospital have gone beyond what it was at the highest point back in May last year. So, and we know there's a 2 week time lag. We know, I don't know, people have heard the numbers today, but again, very, very high level of incidence of transmissibility. And that's why we're saying you don't move, you stay at home, you don't go with that. Forget about even traveling internationally. Traveling 5K isn't advised.
Yeah, no,
it's really hunkering down at home.
And it is worth reiterating that message. And I thought yourself and Leo Varadkar, Norma Foley, and Micheál Martin as well, all emphasising that, look, it's stay at home if at all possible. Let me ask you briefly about construction and social housing. Social housing, one of the exceptions. A listener pointing out that every housing estate being built in the country is an element of social housing. So do builders just finish off the social houses, or how does that work? Because some of those wouldn't even be identified until the end. You know, they're just sold as part five.
They are, but the local authorities will have to manage that. But where it is, as you says, part five, where it's an overall development, and then that won't be where it would apply. It is the application of, well, it'll be up to local authorities. There are a variety of different, it will include provision for the likes of approved housing bodies or cost rental or land development agency, as well as local authority direct build social housing. So
private development that will ultimately include some social housing provision. That might not fall under these exceptions. Is that what you're saying?
I think it'll be local authorities. And there will be, again, provisions dependent on the state. If it's just the Taoiseach answered himself question in the press conference just there, if we have a housing at snag list ready to be completed.
I was going to ask about that. How close is almost completed?
I think that's where local authorities have to step in and a case-by-case make a call on that. The way we've designed this is to close the vast majority of construction.
Okay.
Not because it has been the source of infection. The actual industry has done really well. But the basic premise, the same with schools.
People
it's not that schools have been unsafe. It is just going back, as I said, to that experience we did back in March, we do need to stop being out and about. And as part of that, closing both construction and schools are on that basis, not on the basis of what whether the sites themselves or the schools themselves were unsafe.
Yeah, so if people are close to that snagless point of getting the keys, get onto your local authority, there may be an exemption for you to finish. In terms of how long this lasts for, you know, we're talking about a couple of weeks up to the end of February, but then taken under review.
End of January, should I say, and
taken under review. Leo Varadkar in the press conference, we're not going to be out of the woods at the end of January. Business communities need to be prepared for that eventuality. He was talking about staying closed until the end of March. Was he right?
I think there are two aspects of that. Firstly, the numbers at the moment are really frightening. And what's frightening is, as I said, that there's a two-week typically lag between incidence of cases and hospitalisation. And so he's right. We're not going to be... This is going to be a very difficult month. I think everyone understands that at this stage. And the real question is, can what we do now be enough to actually start turning the curve towards the end of this month? It'll take that long, particularly when it comes to the likes of hospitalisations. It will also take a period of time for us to be able to get the vaccines deployed to actually give us the protection regardless of the transmission numbers, or despite the transmission numbers, rather, I should say. And again, that's a function of not any slowness here. As soon as we get a vaccine in, it'll be into a needle and used. But it is part of an international agreement in terms of we've fairly clear sight on the Pfizer vaccine for the next 2 months and fairly good vision in terms of it coming. Moderna decision today is an important step that may give us about 10, but not a huge number. The real game changer will hopefully be the arrival of the AstraZeneca
virus. I'm sorry to cut across here, I'm just conscious of time, but are you confident that we in terms of the vaccine rollout, because people have been critical of the pace of it here, now it's going into arms almost as quickly as it's coming into the country, but are you confident that we'll never get to a point here where we'll have a backlog of vaccine, where we'll have vaccine stored somewhere and just the rollout is too slow?
We will have no backlog of vaccine. We will move heaven and earth and do everything. There will be no, the Taoiseach said it today, Tánaiste, and I said the same, nothing will stop us delivering vaccine other than the availability of it under international agreement. As soon as it comes, we will deploy it in a safe way. Yeah. That first 2 days was spent just checking, getting it absolutely clinically right in terms of, and I think we were right to do it. I don't believe we'll go down the UK route of possibly looking at going away from the scientific recommended two-dose strategy that the manufacturers and that the European Medicines Agency and others have recommended. Yeah. But subject to those two conditions, we will deliver the vaccine straight as soon as it comes in.
Before I let you go, technically I can still get a takeaway pint, can I?
Technically, but no. I think the Taoiseach said today at the press conference, he's right. This is not the time to be out on the streets or having takeaway pints. This is a month to hunker down. This is serious where we're at the moment. And no one wants to be a killjoy. No one wants to. Yeah. But no, this is not the time for takeaway pints.
If you own the premises, don't sell them. If you're near a premises, don't buy them. That's the message.
Yeah, no, it is hunker down. We need to really collectively, all of us. I think Ronan Lyons put it really well last week when he said, you know, this is about the now, and it's just for now. We need to just stay home, stay safe, and reduce our contacts. And just one glimmer in what is difficult times, maybe give people some sense of hope. The number of contacts we have, so that's one measure you indicate you always look at. It was a couple of weeks ago up to about 6.3. So in other words, each person who is infected had typically 3-6 close contacts. That's down to 3 now and heading down. If we get that down to 2, 1.5 and so on, that's why everyone's saying stay at home, reduce your contacts, don't be out having the takeaway pints, because actually it's that reduction is the key way. That's the one glimmer of hope in the last couple of days, that number's coming down. Let's keep it down.
Just very, very, very briefly, you've had sight of today's numbers, have you?
Yeah.
And what are they?
North, I got the exact figure, north of 7,000. I hope I got that right, Kieran. I only got it a while ago, but still very, very significant numbers.
Okay, north of 7,000 anyway. Look, I'm sure the detail will come through any moment. Eamon Ryan, Green Party leader, Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications, Minister for Transport as well. Listen, thank you very much for joining us.